There's a saying that I've been using in business for over 40 years. You can only coast in one direction. This is Tony Agnese. So often as I talk with new clients, they would say, well, if we could only keep the status quo, things would be great. The problem with keeping everything the same is that things are always changing. People dislike change. It's been said that the only people that like change are wet babies, and it's true. Nowhere is the resistance to change more prevalent than among some Christians. They want to keep things just the way they were when they were young. And the same holds true for Catholics who want to return to Latin, or turn the altar away from the people, or return to pre-Vatican II practices. Sorry to say, you can't put the genie back into the bottle, and you can't unring a bell. The digital world moves too quickly, and businesses that were once necessary are no longer relevant. Did you ever think that people would be getting their daily news from Facebook and Twitter instead of the newspaper? Remember record stores or travel agencies? They've been replaced by digital downloads and online reservations. As Jesus taught, you just can't put old wine into new wineskins. Jesus had a new way that was different from the way of the Pharisees and the scribes. Now, Jesus is not suggesting that we change the church teachings, and neither am I. But we must take a hard look at why church attendance is on the decline and why millennials are leaving Christianity in record numbers. We aren't going to get them back by putting old wine into new wineskins. We have to find ways to share the apostolic proclamation of salvation through Jesus Christ, the kerygma, in ways that will reach a new generation. What got us here won't get us there. Pope Francis's latest writings have pointed us in this direction. He has a unique understanding of what needs to be done to reach more people with the message of God's mercy. But unfortunately, good Catholics continue to reject the message, choosing, as the Pharisees and scribes did, to cling to their old ways. That's not to say that the old ways are wrong or bad. In verse 39, Paul tells us that old wine tastes good, and that those of us who have tasted the old wine have no desire for the new, because the old is good. I can still remember the Latin Mass responses from years as an altar boy. But most priests ordained since Vatican II have never said a Mass in Latin. And while I'm old enough to remember, I have no desire to return to Mass in Latin. Should the Latin Mass be available to those who want it? Absolutely. But don't mistake it as a tool for evangelization. So what can we do to help Pope Francis as an attempt to reach those who have left the faith and invite them to rediscover Jesus and welcome them into our beautiful Catholic faith? Here are a few thoughts. Number one, is my faith in a rut? Ask yourself the question, have I become tepid in my faith? Am I simply settling for routine? Number two, are you clinging to routine or resisting change? In business, when someone says, it's the way we've always done it, it almost always reflects an attitude of resistance to change. Number three, are you putting Jesus into your old wineskins? Catholic spirituality is broad, not narrow. Attend Mass in different parts of the country or different countries, and you'll see a faith that has many expressions, some cultural, some ethnic, but all with the same message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, of salvation through our relationship with Jesus. Jesus is asking us to open our hearts anew, to be shining examples of Jesus' love, to invite family and friends to rediscover the Catholic faith, and to share our joy with the world. Let's enjoy the vintage wine aged to perfection, but let's not let our satisfaction with the old prevent us from sampling the new. And let's not be critical of those who are evangelizing with the wineskins of new hearts, new lives, and salvation through our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Tony Agnese.